The Council of State has called on President John Mahama to be vigilant and employ deterrent measures in resolving issues of corruption as he discharges his Better Ghana agenda. The Council nevertheless commended the President for declaring openly his resolve to accept the Supreme Court verdict on the December 2012 election petition. This, it says, reinforces Ghana's credentials as a beacon of democracy in Africa. Chairman of the Council, Madam Cecilia Johnson, said these when President Mahama met them at the Council's meeting at Pediasi Lodge in the Eastern Region. The Council of State is constitutionally mandated to serve as an advisory body to the President. Pascaline Adadevo reports.
This is President Mahama's first meeting with the Council of State since his inauguration. The Council of State, according to the Constitution, serves as counsel to the President. His meeting with the Council is to discuss pertinent national issues. As the adage says, two heads are better than one. Chairman of the Council of State, Madam Cecilia Johnson, said members have noted the difficulties and distractions the President has faced in the first 7 months of his administration. The Council, however, commended him for being focused and rising up to the occasion.
Indeed, we recognize that there has been some appreciable improvements in some of these areas. Agitations on the labor front have gone down. The energy crisis is almost at an end. Council is, however, not oblivious to the fact that there are other serious challenges that need to be addressed holistically. And say we are referring to the economic challenges, the issues of corruption, and unemployment, among others. We acknowledge that government is taking steps to tackle the problems, but we call for vigilance and deterrent measures and urge you to stay firm and fair in the discharge of your duties to build a better Ghana for all Ghanaians.
On the security front, Madam Cecilia Johnson said efforts by the security agencies in fighting crime is also commendable and government must work towards resourcing them. She tied this to President Mahama's position to accept the verdict of the Supreme Court.
Council is also impressed with the effort of the security agencies at fighting crimes, especially armed robberies, and urge government to continue to give them as much support as possible. We wish to commend you, Mr. President, for boldly affirming your readiness to go along with whatever verdict that will come from the Supreme Court on the hearing of the petition against the presidential elections of 2012. No doubt it has sent the right signals to the outside world and reinforced Ghana's credentials as a beacon of democracy in Africa.
President Mahama acknowledged that his first 7 months have been turbulent. He noted that steps are being taken to resolve most of the challenges, particularly the energy crisis and economic issues. What should be done, according to President Mahama, is the courage to adjust prices of strategic products like petroleum and other tariffs to stabilize the economy.
The next important matter we have been dealing with is the economy. And the wage negotiations had lost a bit of control over the wage bill. And so it continued to spiral until it was consuming more than its fair share of our resources. And so what was left over for the other parts of the economy was very little. Aside from that, we should have the courage to adjust, you know, prices of strategic products at the right time. We've taken a cue from that, and that's why we look periodically at the petroleum price. It's much better to do those little adjustments than to wait for them to accumulate and inflate 20%, 30% increases in petroleum products on the population. It's been the same with tariffs. The PURC has from time to time recommended tariff increases, but government had chosen to absorb those increases on behalf of the population. But there comes a time when there's a limit to how much you can continue to absorb if you are not to throw the budget out of kilter.
President Mahama assure the council of his willingness to seek advice always and take the council's recommendations.
Pascaline Adadevo reporting.